Blog Talk Radio.
This is the E.L. Moore Journal. I am the host and producer of the E.L. Moore Journal, Ernest Moore. Okay, here we go. Well, we've made it to January 16th in the year 2022. This has been a very, I would say, difficult year, at least for me, and not just considering my probate situation, but because we have a new president, Joe Biden, who I like to call Sloppy Joe. They're talking about him every day on the conservative talk show host circuit. I listen every day to a lot of these talk show hosts. Some of them are pretty good, or some of them are fair, and some of them aren't very good at all. I think they all have their own bias, and they're running the conservative Republican narrative, is what I would say, is what they are sticking to. But I believe that I could do just as good as they do on a talk show. I do want a talk show. I want to be on iHeartRadio. I want to be on The Answer. I want to have national syndication, et cetera, et cetera. I think I could do a much better job than most of them, I would say, because I'm not as biased as they are. And I think what I have to say is just as important. But we'll see. Right now I'm trying to struggle with my little media. And I do need sponsors for my media. This is a lot of work trying to produce podcasts. I've been doing a lot of writing. I've been publishing blog posts. And everything now is going to my website. And I'm building the website basically by myself. I have some help from some other developers, a little help, but most of the work you see there is mine. That is my new website for the Justice Channel. That is tjcla.com. So I have all of my media coming to one website now, one point. So I'm publishing blog posts. I'm also doing these podcasts. I've been off the air for a while because I've been so busy writing. I think since my last podcast, I think I've published two or three blog posts, and I have two or three more that are in the queue that I'm writing and editing now. I'm also trying to produce some videos. So I want original videos on the website, which I'm working on. And as you might imagine, this is a whole lot of work. I do need some sponsors. My plan, well, at least, especially for the podcast, I want to go into a studio, a professional studio. This is actually a lot to, even just to do this Blog Talk Radio podcast or show, because there's a lot of things going on. Things need to be monitored. I need actually a co-host and someone to monitor the screen. The callers when they call in, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's why I was actually going to go to Podbean. At first I kind of liked their platform, but as I got into it, I saw that there were some problems. One of them being is that you can't call in to a show unless you download their app first. And I think I'm going to lose a lot of people by doing that. But the app has some advantages because people can donate to your show in real time, which is an interesting concept. I think I'm going to start doing a fundraiser on Facebook for my podcasts or my media to see how that works. Otherwise, I am still trying to find a podcast studio that would kind of help me get my media distributed there and hopefully bring in some sponsors or advertisers that can bring in some revenues for me so I could go on to bigger and better things. My original plan for the Justice Channel was to create or do a TV channel for it. That might be a possibility. I've been working on that. That will take some serious sponsors and advertisers, which they will do on a TV channel. And then that way I can hire writers and editors and video production people, et cetera, et cetera. Which would be a good thing, I think. There's a lot of work, and there's a lot that needs to be exposed. That's why I created the Justice Channel, because I found over the years, and I'm talking about like 20 years now, the mainstream media basically ignores me. Even the non-mainstream media, like Danny Bakewell in the Sentinel. I've gone there several times, me and Eddie Jones, when I was working with Eddie Jones, when we were actually given exposure to a lot of high-profile cases, would go there to get them to publish our reports. And they wouldn't publish anything. I had a lot of incidents with LAPD, and we were trying to get exposure not only for me but for other victims that we were representing. And they won't publish anything. So, and in fact, during the time that we were having the recall election for Gavin Newsom, I was contacted by a writer from the LA Times because Larry Elder had said that he went to Crenshaw High School. And actually, he went to Crenshaw High School about the same time I was there. So this reporter wanted to, actually, he posted a post on my Justice Channel page on Facebook, and he was looking for people from Crenshaw High School that went there when Larry Elder went there. And I contacted him, told him that I was there, but I did not run with Larry Elder at the time. But he was interested in me, and he interviewed me. He finally contacted me, and we did an interview for about an hour or so, hour and a half. And I ran the whole thing down. The thing about Larry Elder is that now, okay, so he contacted there's an alumni association for the people that graduated from Crenshaw High School. And, of course, most of them are Black Americans. And he had posted a question that asking, do you support Larry Elder for governor? Now, this was during the campaign. The LA Times was running actually attack ads against Larry Elder, saying that he's a black face of white supremacy. Now, all of the responses from the people from Crenshaw High School were very negative. I mean, all of them. Then nobody support Larry Elder. People that knew his family, there were people that worked with him after high school in radio broadcasts or something like that. None of them had any respect for Larry Elder. And actually, all of the negative responses went on and on and on that post for about 2 weeks. And the reporter came back and actually shut down the post because it was getting so many negative responses. Nobody supported Larry Elder from Crenshaw High School. So as you know, Larry Elder lost that election, which is, I'm not shedding any tears about that. I would have to do that on another show. Give my opinions about the whole thing, the way it went down on another show. I did do a blog article about it on the website, which touched on some of it. But getting back now to items in the news recently. One is every day is COVID, COVID, COVID on TV, on the radio. COVID, 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 COVID. We've had this for the last year. It's like everything is COVID, COVID this, COVID that. Get a vaccination. Wear a mask. Wear two masks. Get two vaccinations. And a booster on top of that. I mean, how crazy can you get? You're talking about something that is just very depressing and aggravating. And people don't want to travel, or people are having problems traveling. I believe that they're actually trying to prevent people from traveling, and they don't want gatherings because they don't want people or citizens to organize and do demonstrations and figure out how to take control of this government. That's my opinion. That's what I think they're running. The Biden administration is running this thing about COVID down. They've destroyed businesses. They keep kids out of school. They keep people out of work. They've destroyed careers, et cetera, et cetera. There is no reason for this type of government intrusion. This country has never locked down before over any kind of epidemic in its history. Never shut down the economy, put it that way. Now, they have required that you get vaccinations, or childhood vaccinations before you go to public school or any school, blah, blah, blah. That was okay. But now this thing with COVID is just way, way over the edge. And I just heard today that Trump is thinking about, he's supposed to be running for president in 2024. I think that's a joke. I don't think Trump is the man. He had his chance. I believe his downfall is that he was playing around with these conservative Republicans, Bushites, that are actually skull and bones. And this is my theory. You don't hear anybody talk about skull and bones. Bush is skull and bones. Skull and bones is the shadow government. They were talking about that at the beginning of Trump's administration for a couple of years. They kept saying about the shadow government, the shadow government. I believe the shadow government is skull and bones, and skull and bones is Republicans and Democrats. So our enemy is not, or it's not Republicans versus Democrats. It's the federal government or skull and bones behind them against the American people. And that's why everything is so corrupt. That's why our courts are so corrupt. And Trump did not do anything about these courts. He appointed all these judges, and they all just turned on him at the end. They're nothing but two-faced snakes in the grass, all of them, even up to the Supreme Court. And Trump did not put any mechanisms to get these dirty judges out of office. They were just flaunting him, spitting in his face about the last year that he was in office. He should have seen there that they were just jacking him. And the attorney general would not enforce the law to protect American citizens or Trump. And Trump did not do anything for California. California is all jacked up. And he should have put Newsom in jail and Jerry Brown. One main thing about them, they were lying, or they are lying, about the California state budget. And that's another topic for another show. I don't want to go into politics today. I don't know if I'm going to get any callers. If I do, I will. If people call in, I will talk to you. You can also chat. I see no one's in the chat yet. So I will continue on. Now, everything, basically what I want to talk about or report to you today about my probate case is very disturbing and very depressing for me. And that's most of my shows now. It's just very depressing, very disturbing information. I would like to do a show where we can talk about things that would make you happy. I used to do a show, a music show called Music Exposure Show. And, you know, just basically talk about things that I like to talk about as music, et cetera, et cetera. But to start off on a lighter note for a minute on this show, I'd like to talk about movie recommendations. I have seen some movies in 2021. I'm glad they opened the movies up. My favorite so far is The House of Gucci, even though it's a tragedy. It's a family tragedy. I guess that fits right in with this probate case. A lot of these, this probate corruption, probate court corruption is destroying families, is tearing them apart. And you can see that in the Britney Spears case. But House of Gucci is actually a very well-made movie, very good acting. And I would recommend that to everybody. It's a little on the adult side. I did see Dune. That's more like for teenagers, I think. But it was very, very well-made movie. A lot of good special effects. Excellent special effects. I see that they had, it must be a very big budget production. I wasn't so crazy about it. And I would say, I guess my favorite so far is House of Gucci going into 2022. So I would recommend that. Let's talk about my probate case and what happened to me after the Britney Spears hearing. I was at the demonstrations back in November when Britney Spears got released or freed from her conservatorship. Her case is not over yet. There's still going to be more litigation now. She's trying to recover all of her money that was wasted and stolen. And that's probably going to go on for another year or more if she wants to pursue it. And she's going to have to pay for it. So I do kind of feel sorry for Britney Spears. I just hate to have a bunch of idiots stealing all my money, even though she's much better off than me. So, and I know what she's going through with her family. that it's really, you can see the signs that it's tearing her family apart, or has torn her family apart. So after the demonstrations now, I had, if you remember, I filed a declaration in her case in support of termination of her conservatorship based on the fact that everything in the probate court, in the Stanley Moss probate court, is totally corrupt. And especially the judges. The judges are supposed to be there to administer justice, not to be protecting criminal attorneys and so-called court-appointed fiduciaries. They're supposed to be following the law. And according to the United States Supreme Court case law, if a judge does not follow the law, they are no longer considered to be a judge or a judicial officer. And in fact, they're just an ordinary person, and they lose their immunity, which is a qualified immunity, and they could be held liable for all the damages that they've done. In other words, you could go after everything they got, let alone taking them to jail. And that's what I had recommended, or that's what I was demanding in my declaration, that criminal charges should be filed, blah, blah, blah. So I served that on everybody on the Britney Spears service list, which included a lot of media contacts. Several network TV stations are actually registered in her case as interested parties. I served it on them. I served her lawyer, her attorney, a copy, and also sent a copy to the ACLU. Nobody has gotten back with me. I have actually contacted her attorney to see if he would represent me in my case. Nothing. Nothing from her attorney. Nothing from any of the contacts. Nothing from the media. Anybody from the media has contacted me asking me what happened in my case and what's going on. Nothing. I was in contact with some of the Free Britney organizers. They were communicating with me. I tried I wanted to rent an RV and put banners on it for the Justice Channel and actually produce media at the demonstration there. But they said, well, the parking was filled up, so I couldn't get a van up there. But I did get some media. I'm working on a video that about what happened at the demonstration. Now, before the demonstration, there was a lawyer had published a review of my declaration on YouTube, and that show is called That Surprise Witness. I did get in touch with her. She said that she was impressed with my declaration, the information I gave about what's going on at Stanley Moss Courthouse, and she wanted me to be on her show and want to interview me. I said, okay, et cetera, et cetera. And since then, actually, I've been trying to contact her to see if I could get the video. She did a video report about how she had gone to the hearing. She was on the inside of the court that day. I believe that was November 21st, 2021. And that's actually an interesting video. She's describing all the changes you had to go through just to be in the courtroom that day. She had to come like 4 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And sheriff deputies were searching everybody and taking their cell phones. Interesting story. I've been trying to get that video because I want to integrate it into my video about or contrast it with what I recorded of what went on with the demonstrations outside of the courthouse that day. She hasn't gotten back with me. I've contacted the Britney Spears people, Free Britney people, and several times by texts and emails, and nobody's gotten back with me. So right after that hearing, I was actually doing hearings in my case, my probate case, with Judge Anna Maria Luna, who was a real rat. And we are in the accounting. This is another accounting, which is about 3 years late. It was just flat out fraudulent. I actually paid a law firm to review his accountings. This is the court-appointed trustee, and review all the accountings in the case. It was only maybe three, four, maybe six. My brother and sister were removed back in 2012 because of their fraudulent accounting, which was not accepted by the court. This was under Levanis. But they didn't appoint me as trustee. They appointed this rat, Jeffrey Siegel. And he has a law firm with him. And also at the time, they put, my mother was in conservatorship. I had filed to remove. My brother and sister were co-conservators of my mother. And they were just stealing her estate blind, wasting my inheritance. I had filed to remove them as co-conservators actually at the same time. So my sister, they saw that they were going to remove my brother and sister saw that they were going to be removed as co-conservators. So she actually just held my mother in Georgia and then filed with the court to transfer the conservatorship to Georgia. And the court had appointed Samuel Ingham. Now, the first PVP was a dirty lying lady court appointed. They call them guardian ad litem through the PVP program, which is the probate volunteer panelists program. And they're nowhere near volunteers. They want to charge, especially if they see you got an estate that's making money with commercial properties like my parents' estate. They want to dig in there and start getting as much money as they can steal. So I got her removed, but the court appointed this idiot Samuel Ingham. And Samuel Ingham was the same guardian ad litem for Britney Spears. And so they approved the transfer of my mother's conservatorship to Georgia over my objections. Samuel Ingham actually lied to the Georgia probate court to get them to allow it to be transferred to Georgia. I did file objections to it, but they were saying, oh, well, you know, Ernest doesn't know what he's talking about. We're the lawyers and we're the experts, and we should transfer it over to Georgia. So I had Samuel Ingham was the guardian ad litem for my mother. We have that in common with Britney Spears. So back to Judge Anna Marina Luna. I've been going off on a tangent here. So now the court appointed this idiot, Jeffrey Siegel, fiduciary. A lot of people are complaining about him to there's a fiduciary board in California. We've got a lot of complaints against him. He's nothing but a criminal. And all they're doing is just trying to steal everything they can. They're not supposed to be making a profit according to California probate statutes. And he's supposed to be looking out for the best interests of the beneficiaries, which I am. And that's the last thing he's been doing. All he's been doing is trying to steal as much as he can, protecting my sister and allow her to waste and steal everything she can. In concert with her attorney, Daniel Herbert, which is a dirty rat, and who was on the case when it first opened. Now, this case has been going since 2004. My case is older than Britney Spears. And he produced two accountings that were totally fraudulent. And Judge Aviva K. Bob approved those over my objections. I had lawyers on the case. They objected to it, blah, blah, blah. But finally, it took to 2012 to get my brother and sister removed and to acknowledge that their accountings were fraudulent. But there hasn't been any proper accountings in my case since 2004. Now, you tell me that's not criminal. So we have these hearings with Judge Anna Marina Luna. She goes and approves. Now, I had a law firm I paid thousands of dollars for to review the accounting from this new fiduciary and actually all of the accountings on this case. And they agreed that all of them were fraudulent. And there hasn't been an accounting of my parents' trust since 2004. Now, the first hearing, the opposing attorney said, oh, yeah, okay, well, we have to subpoena these records and blah, blah, blah. And then they came back the second hearing and said, oh, well, we have some of the information, but we're still analyzing it. We have to ask for another continuance. And Judge Anna Marina Luna actually had, from the first hearing, was going to approve the accountings. So they came back and then they said, well, we drop our objections to Ernie's, to my objections and let the court decide. And this idiot comes back and approves this accounting. And she doesn't, over my objections. Now, there was plenty of evidence. At least it should have gone to a trial, evidentiary hearing, which she probably would have just stepped on anyway. This judge is dirty. This is criminal. So that's why I've been focused on trying to put her to shut that whole court down, to put her in jail. And I've been filing complaints. I filed these complaints to the judge that is in the Britney Spears case, who is Brenda Penny. She's a supervising judge for all of the probate courts in Stanley Moss Courthouse. So far, she hasn't done nothing. She hasn't got that idiot off of my case. And I don't want her just to be removed as a judge. She needs to be prosecuted, taken to jail, and lose her license to practice law. And not only her, but there's a whole lot of other actors. So I've been filing a bunch of complaints all over the place. There's some more things I have to file in my case that I need to file. I can file for sanctions against the attorneys, et cetera, but she's just going to deny it. So I came up with the idea of doing an online petition on change.org. And there's a link to it on my show description there down at the bottom, the Black Robe Mafia, which is the name or title that I use for these dirty judges in the Stanley Moss Courthouse. Now, my plan is, I am trying to reach out to the Recall George Gascon campaign to see if they will help me promote or even sponsor my petition, because I'm going to send it to George Gascon. Hopefully I'll get some signatures, enough signatures to make it significant. Maybe they can help me get more signatures. It seems like they should, because this could be evidence against the LADA. I have filed a complaint with him. I filed a complaint with him like a month and a half ago about real estate fraud in my probate case. I haven't heard nothing from nobody. I've been calling them, trying to find out who's investigating, et cetera, et cetera. And they just give me a bunch of recordings and transfer me around. I still haven't found anybody has taken any responsibility for even getting that complaint yet. So it is time to start putting pressure on the LADA. I have gone to the DA before. I went to them back when Jackie Lacey was district attorney. That's another story. I need to do another show about that. Naturally, they didn't do anything. I had gone to the city attorney before that, and this was Annika Cole when she was a deputy district attorney. And she reviewed my case and said, yeah, this is all criminal. And that, and she went to her supervisor and said, well, we're going to file criminal charges and get all your properties back. And then I came back another day, and she said, well, my supervisor said these are felonies, and it needs to go to the district attorney. So they said they referred it over to the district attorney for prosecution. And I contacted the district attorney several times. Well, actually, I confronted Jackie Lacey at one of the Board of Supervisors meetings directly. And she had sent me to one of her deputies. And they were playing around and piddling around and said, oh, we're trying to find it. And they said, oh, yeah, yeah, we're finding it. And we're investigating. And they didn't do nothing. So it is time to put some serious pressure on the L.A. District Attorney's office. Hopefully I will get some signatures. I do know there's a lot of victims from the Stanley Moss Courthouse, especially victims of Judge Anna Maria Luna. Now, she's been through a bunch of other courts. She has a string of victims in all of the other courts that she's been in. I mean, she's been in family law, I think civil court, as well as probate court. And there's a bunch of nobody likes her. They all call her a liar, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I need those people to come out, sign my petition. I might make some changes to that petition. I might change the graphic a little bit and cool off some of the language on the graphic and maybe add more structure to the petition itself. And I'm going to give it a unique URL to make it easier to find. And now I'm going to, as I said, I'm going to go to the Recall Gascon campaign to see if they will pick up on it. It will, again, it will put pressure on Gascon and make him look bad if he doesn't do anything about it. Even if nobody else signs this petition, well, I've got some signatures so far, but I have enough evidence now against this probate court to show that there is significant criminal activities going on there, and the judges are allowing it to happen. I'm also planning to take it around to the LA City Council, and all of the other city councils that actually adopted a resolution of no confidence against George Gascon. And there's quite a few. Like if you go on their website for the recall campaign, you will see that the city of Santa Clarita, the city of Beverly Hills, Pico Rivera, Lancaster, La Mirada, Whittier, Covina, Rosemead, Santa Fe Springs, Diamond Bar, Redondo Beach, Palos Verdes Estates, Temple City, San Gabriel, La Habra Heights, Norwalk, San Dimas, Torrance, Walnut, West Covina, Rancho Palos Verdes. And was Rosemead School District, Santa Monica Observer, Santa Clarita Valley Signal. All of these have... Well, the city councils have adopted a resolution of no confidence in George Gascon. I'm going to demand that they actually issue or adopt a resolution of no confidence for the judges in the Stanley Mosque Courthouse. Now, Stanley Mosque is actually, and this is why I'm focusing on probate cases at this point. The other courts are corrupt too, eviction courts, and I've had experience with it myself, eviction courts, family law, et cetera, in the Stanley Moss Courthouse. But because of this dirty, corrupt governor that we had before Gavin Newsom, Jerry Brown, who both of them like to do this recession stuff and just jack up the budget, the California state budget. But when Jerry Brown did his budget cuts, he cut back on the budgets for the courts in the state of California. And for Los Angeles, now that had big consequences for California. That's why civil lawsuits take so long. Some courts don't even have a bailiff, and you got to pay for your own court reporter. But they also designated the Stanley Moss Courthouse to be the only courthouse to take probate cases throughout all of Los Angeles County. So that's going to make it the lightning rod for what I'm trying to do to get criminal charges against these dirty judges and hold them accountable for what they have done. I'm suggesting a bunch of reforms for the probate courts, one of them being to establish a restitution fund for the victims of probate conservatorships and probate litigation. And they should also have jury trials for probate litigation cases. I believe they have jury trials for probate conservatorship cases, but they need to have jury trials for probate litigation cases. That's the problem I have with my case. They have this one dirty, lying, idiot judge, Anna Maria Luna, making all the decisions, and she's obviously prejudiced and jacking me up left and right. And it should go to a jury. She should not be allowed to make any decisions in my case, period. Or any case. So I am going to go to the city councils as well as the neighborhood councils to see if they would adopt resolutions of no confidence against the judges in the Stanley Moss Courthouse. Now, my focus is on the Stanley Moss Courthouse. My theory is if I can get them somebody to move and file criminal charges against these judges, either the LADA or the FBI or the state attorney general, then it will set a precedent where they will go around to all of the courts in LA County, but throughout the state of California to clean up these judges. And also with the bar. The bar is a big culprit in this also. I've started one blog article about it. I'm going to expand that. I'm going to go to some others. I want to post the idiot responses I get back from them when I make complaints about these dirty lawyers and judges in my case. The bar is totally corrupt. That's part of the problem why these judges are running hog wild. So actually, if they prosecute the judges, they should prosecute the bar. I might do another petition called Break the Bar, the California Bar Association, to get them to hold them accountable. Technically, as victims of the Stanley Moss Courthouse and probate cases, we have a very significant lawsuit against them, even a class action lawsuit, because the bar is turning its back on a whole lot of crimes. Now, these are just not misconduct or a simple mistake by a lawyer or something like that. These are deliberate criminal misconduct by the attorneys and the judges in my case. So it should have some very significant consequences, which I'm not seeing yet. And it's going to take American citizens to actually stand up for this, because this is our tax dollars. They're getting paid by our tax dollars. And these judges are not God. That's what they'll try to tell you. They will try to tell you any of stupid stuff to make excuses to not do anything about it. But these judges are not God. They are supposed to be following the law. And if they don't, they lose their immunity and they're supposed to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. So that's what I'm pushing for, left and right. I think that is, well, I know that is the best way to actually get my case straightened out, because this civil litigation stuff is just not going to work. The judges are all dirty. They got to come down on them to get everything that was lost in my case. Now, this is, I'm talking about multi-million dollars in my case. And in Britney Spears' case, it's even a whole lot more, millions of dollars. And you have the grandson of Disney, Lund, the Lund case. They're just messing him around. And those millions and millions of dollars right there, especially with the federal action that he took. You know, they were talking about, like, I think, $200 million, something like that. So that is my plan. I am hoping to get, hopefully if I get enough signatures to make the petition look significant, I want to start doing demonstrations at the LADA's office. Now, I've actually done those before when Jackie Lacey was there. I actually had worked with one of the people from the Black Lives Movement, Black Lives Matter movement. I actually videotaped one of the demonstrations there, and I published it out on Facebook. This was long before Jackie Lacey, or all the dirt came out on Jackie Lacey, and before the media picked up on the fact that they wanted Jackie Lacey to be removed as LADA. Now, if you ask me, Gascon is just Jackie Lacey on steroids. The DA's office has always been corrupt. And I know, because I've been so many years running around trying to get criminal charges filed in my probate case. So this is nothing new to me. I'm trying to get out to an RV and put big signs on it. I'd like to get a permit to park it there in front of the DA's office and stay there day and night for a couple of days, just doing demonstrations and protests. And I'm going to try to do a fundraiser for this petition, because I want to do a big advertising campaign. I would like to put up billboards about my Black Robe Mafia concept throughout the city, which is going to cost, that's some serious money. I will have to raise some serious money to be able to do that. So I'm going to work with these groups. I'm going to work with the Recall Gascon campaign, see if they will help sponsor me. And I'll go around to the city councils, and hopefully some people will join in with me. Even if you don't agree with what I'm doing, if you are a victim of the probate court, then you should be filing your report about what they've done to you in your case to these city councils, and demanding that they adopt a resolution of no confidence against the judges in the Stanley Moss courthouse. People need to get fired up. This is what we're going to have to do to shut this racket that they have going in the probate courts down. Plus, citizens need to know to stay out of these probate courts. And that's what the LA County Board of Supervisors should be doing. They have taken some actions in my case, but it's real sneaky about it. They don't do any public disciplinary actions. I know now why they're doing that, because they want to avoid civil or criminal liabilities. So I do know, like, one of the complaints I made to the former supervising judge for the probate court had responded to me in writing and said that she was contacted by LA County Board of Supervisors about my complaint. She didn't go into detail. She just said, oh, well, there's nothing I could do. Brenda Penny has not responded to my declaration where I had actually asked for relief for probate court victims. She hasn't responded to that. And I sent her a complaint directly to her in her courtroom, and it was very strongly worded about the criminal misconduct that's going on with the judge in my case now, Anna Maria Luna. That's been about a month ago. I haven't heard anything from her. She won't even answer. So, again, I say what is going on in my case is criminal. I do not want to file any more petitions or motions or even appeals, because they're all going to be denied by this dirty judge. I had to put it on mute for a minute there. My throat is getting dry. Got a little water here. So to make a long story short, I am pushing 4 criminal charges. In my case, I want it filed either to the LADA or the FBI. I will continue to do that now for the remainder of my case. And Judge Luna's made it clear she's not going to shut this case down. She's not going to take this criminal idiot court-appointed fiduciary off of my case. It's just going to let him continue to steal my inheritance. So Brittany got free in November 2021. I'm still captive in the Stanley Moss Courthouse Probate Division. And I've got to get something done about it. I'm tired of it. I'm trying to move on with my life. It's torn my family apart. It's very emotionally draining on me. I have to spend a whole lot of time trying to answer these or to file all these motions and petitions. I've been representing myself. I'm also now I'm working on a law degree also, but still it's a whole lot of work. I haven't even been able to find a paralegal to work with me or even a legal secretary. And it's partly because of this COVID stuff. You call people, nobody answers the phone, leave messages, nobody calls you back. Again, I had retained a big law firm there in Century City that wrote the objections to an analysis of the so-called accounting, fraudulent accounting. I paid thousands and thousands of dollars for that. After that, they said, we don't want your case no more. You got too much stuff here, and the judge is prejudiced against you. And we don't want to take your case no more, and drop my case. So again, I'm back where I started from. I don't have a lawyer. Britney Spears' lawyer won't even talk to me. So I'm getting this a lot from people, other victims, and I've been through a lot of victims since 2004 in this probate court. Because I started publishing things and working with groups of people that were actually trying to get exposure for the crimes in the Stanley Moss Courthouse since like about 2006, 2007, 2008. And a lot of people are, and I can understand that. A lot of victims are very, they're afraid of the courts. They're intimidated by them. It's very emotionally traumatic for them, which I understand. I'm getting this a lot. People feel like they're all alone and there's nobody to help them. And I know how that feels. That's where I'm at. The media won't pick up on it. That's why I started publishing my own media. And still, nothing. And I've been going to the LA County Board of Supervisors consistently until COVID broke out, since like 2017. I have filed detailed descriptions about what's going on, the crimes that are going on in my probate case. And actually, I've continued that even after COVID. I've been sending in written documents, et cetera, et cetera. I've also been in contact with a law firm that represents Janice Hahn. And that's another long story, because I had filed a lawsuit against the city of Los Angeles in regard to their corrupt parking enforcement. That's a whole nother big story. And I had subpoenaed Janice Hahn as a witness. So she got a big law firm against me that just defends public officials. That's another story. And I've been in contact with them since last year. So the LA County Board of Supervisors has known about this corruption in the probate court before the Britney Spears case really broke last year. And they are actually, they're supposed to be doing something about this. So I am going to continue to try to put pressure on the local government to get them to move on this, as well as, in fact, I am demanding to the LA County Board of Supervisors to form a specialized law enforcement agency, which I will head up with a specialized prosecutor, just to clean up the judges in the Stanley Moss Courthouse. Now, the Stanley Moss Courthouse is down the street from the Board of Supervisors Hall of Administration, where they have their regular meetings. And it's named after Janice Hahn's father. So they have no excuse to not do something about this court. And actually, I've been demanding that they bring it out, more media exposure, to help warn people to stay out of the probate courts, which they haven't done yet. So I don't know what they're doing. Now, I'm sure they've seen all of the media exposure for the Britney Spears case. And most of the network TV stations have admitted that her conservatorship was corrupt. None of them are denying it. They're not really going into all the details. But they are admitting that it's totally corrupt. And some of them have commented on how much money Britney Spears has been paying. And she's been paying for the whole show. I mean, she was paying for her so-called dirty criminal guardian, Samuel Ingham, who was getting about $10,000 a week. He was making about $500,000 a year off the Britney Spears case. And then they had two sets of conservators. There's a conservator of her person and then the conservator of her estate. And her father was one of the conservators, and I think there was another co-conservator for her person. I think her father was conservator of her person. And each of them had law firms. And then they had a conservator for her estate, and they had a law firm. And naturally, the conservators get a salary, and the law firms get a salary. Now, they're supposed to be looking out for her estate. They're supposed to be growing her estate and investing in her estate. But that's not what was going on. They were all just sapping her estate, having a real good time. with her money. So if I was Britney Spears, I would be very angry about that. And hopefully her lawyer will try to recover some of the funds that were lost from her estate. And hopefully I can get the courts to set up a restitution fund for the victims of the probate courts in Stanley Moss Courthouse and actually throughout the state. Eventually I will move this up to the California legislature. They have already started to make some reforms. I was actually supposed to go up there next week with another group that is protesting Child Protective Services, but looks like that's been canceled because they've shut everything down up there. And I think the courts are shut down, and they got a mandate that people can't gather. They don't want any big demonstrations. They don't want people traveling. That's what all this stuff about on the airplanes. I think somebody is deliberately doing this because they don't want people to travel. They don't want citizens to organize. The Biden administration is totally corrupt. I kind of blame Trump and his administration because they didn't do what they were supposed to be doing. He was supposed to be draining the swamp, which he didn't do. And he was the top law enforcement officer in this country. And he could not get anybody in there to enforce the law to protect the American people or to protect him. And they just, these idiot lying Democrats just jacked him up with a lying fake impeachment twice and kicked him out of office. I do not believe that was a legitimate election. I can't see why anybody would vote for Biden. And in fact, I'm going to do a show about that. I'd like for anybody to call in that actually supports Biden or Kamala Harris. I'd like to see what they've got to say, especially now. They actually shut down both of the conventions before the presidential election, the Republican and the Democrat. Again, I think that, especially the Democrats, I think they shut down their convention because their people would have been, fighting mad and protesting at their conventions. So now also we see that street crime is just exploding all over the country. And they've got this, they defunded the police, and they should be taking the funds and investing in what? Especially for Black Americans. We need to have our own law enforcement agencies and specialized prosecutors with non-Uncle Toms in it. That's what those funds should be used for. And that's what I'm trying to get them to do with the LA County Board of Supervisors, is use some of those funds for a specialized law enforcement agency to police these judges in the courts and to prosecute them, investigate and prosecute successful prosecutions of these dirty judges. There's so much street crime because the government, law enforcement, and the courts are so corrupt. Everyone's talking about street crimes. And that's another thing with this COVID stuff is, and all this other stuff popping up in the news, it's a media diversion. We have so much street crime and everything is in chaos because the government is corrupt, especially the federal government. The courts are corrupt, and therefore law enforcement is corrupt. And again, citizens are going to have to try to organize and take control. This is our tax dollars that they're using. They're supposed to be working for us. But yet they are just wasting billions of dollars, trillions of dollars. And that will be a subject of future shows coming. I wanted to focus this show on the probate situation and my petition, and to give everybody an update on what I am trying to do. Hopefully some people will join in with me. The other thing that I want to do is to set up some support services for the victims of the probate courts. That would include mental health services, and I mean serious mental health services, and networking. That's what I'd like to do with the show from now on. I hope people will call in. I met a lot of victims on Facebook. We have several specialized pages on Facebook for victims of the courts. Hopefully they will call in. I want them to give their stories and what they've experienced. We need to network. We need to start building resources. In fact, that's what I want to do. I want to form a group to provide these support services. And we want to do networking, media production. I wanted to start building as far as in conjunction with the networking, to try to build a group of law firms that we could recommend and actually have them to come in with the services and to talk with people during some either Zoom meetings or on my Blog Talk radio show about what they should be doing in their probate case. I want to force the courts to have, or actually the Board of Supervisors, the local government, to produce or to provide funds for better legal services in the courts for people that are for self-represented litigants in the courts, including the probate court and eviction courts. That would have to be another show. I can go into how the judges play against you when you're representing yourself, which they're not supposed to do. You have the right to represent yourself in your case. You have the right that you don't have to go out and pay for some runaway highway robbery lying lawyers. And the services for self-represented litigants in the Stanley Moss courthouse is a joke. I do know I've been to I think it's Beth Zedek. They're supposed to help you with conservatorships. I went to them to file the paperwork to get my brother and sister removed as conservators. But that was just a joke. That needs to be expanded. They need to have much better services. The whole thing is rigged. Is basically a money making machine for lawyers and judges is what the court is, and that's not what we pay taxes for. There should be more funding for self-represented litigants. You shouldn't have to go out and pay thousands and thousands of dollars for a lawyer to represent you. When I filed to have my brother and sister removed as conservators at Stanley Moss, it was just forms that you fill out. Looking back now, I could have done that myself. And they just filled out the forms and then filed it in my probate case and said, well, you're on your own, homeboy. And you just go and talk to the judge, which is, you know, what they should have done, because there was serious criminal violations going on, as well as elder abuse. And the judge should have picked up on that. Well, he did. Now, Lavana did remove them as trustees, but he allowed them to transfer the conservatorship to Georgia, which is just dirt. So I don't have no respect for Judge Lavana. I think he was presiding judge there over the courts. Maybe he was a supervising judge. He was gone. He handled some some big high profile cases while I was while he was on my case. One of them being the Michael Jackson case. No one's talking about that much. And the other one was the Sterling case. And I can say a lot about that. as far as probate is concerned, to sum it up, if families come in to probate court fighting, then all the legal documents that were done by the family members, like a will, a trust, and in the Michael Jackson case and the Sterling case, they both had wills, they had trusts, et cetera, and they just stepped all through all that, just like they did in my probate case. Both my parents had wills, they had trusts, they had about two trusts. They did two versions, or maybe three, of the trust. It was clear what they wanted. And it is clear what the probate statutes require for administration of justice by the courts to supervise what's going on in probate litigation. They've stepped on all of that. So you want to stay out of probate. The LA County Board of Supervisors should be buying ads in the papers and doing commercials on TV on a daily basis saying stay out of probate and do not come in fighting. If families come in fighting, then it's just the toss-up. The court is going to win. The court's going to make money. Lawyers are going to make money. Let's put it that way. And that's another thing we need to talk about. Again, that's why I want to have a networking to build a source of legal referrals for people for legitimate law firms that handle probate cases. All the years I've been through a bunch of lawyers, I can maybe recommend one or two that I would say are reputable law firms. But still, you're going to have to pay. Most of them want $5,000just for a retainer. Some will want $10,000. Like my case, because there's so many documents that have been filed, there's so many actions that have been filed in my case. All these lawyers have been on this case for so many years. They want like $10,000 just for a retainer. And don't say have to go to trial. I have to go to trial, it might be $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, on and on and on to go for a trial, and that might take a year or two to complete a trial. And it's a lot of paperwork, and you only have one stupid judge that's going to be making all the decisions, a prejudiced judge, probate litigation, because you can't have a jury. So, and now a lot of this I could do myself. I understand a lot of it now, especially after I started studying law. I can, if I have a lawyer or some lawyers, even a paralegal coaching me, I can write the documents myself and file it. And the judges should be able to see what's going on and give a decision. It shouldn't have to go to a trial in my case because there's so many criminal violations that have been going on. And the court is supposed to remedy that, which they haven't been doing. So a lot needs to be done. There's a lot of victims over the years. A lot of people are getting victimized coming through the Stanley Miles Courthouse. A lot more will get victimized unless people get warned about it, about the probate courts, to stay out of the probate court. So that is those are my plans. That is, those have been my experiences. I've covered a lot today. I hope to start doing shows on a regular basis in the near future. I'm trying to get other guests on my shows, maybe even a co-host. I did meet a lady on Facebook that is reporting corruption in the Canada probate courts, if you can believe that. So I've been trying to get her on the show, and hopefully I'll get her on the show, as well as others. And from Facebook, we've been running into people all over the country. The problem with probate courts is a national crisis in this country. And conservatorships. And especially with conservatorships, you're talking about there's a lot of elder abuse coming in or getting involved with these cases that should not be going this far, because they have, and I know LA County has adult protective services that is supposed to be protecting elders and dependent adults. And I think most counties have those. I know they have it in Georgia, even though they didn't do anything. I reported elder abuse of my mother to Georgia Adult Protective Services, and I reported to the Los Angeles Adult Protective Services also. And in fact, I was working for the Los Angeles County Department of Children and Family Services in Child Protective Services at the time. And I was reporting to them about elder abuse from my mother. They didn't do a damn thing about it. That's how jacked up everything is. So I am going to continue on with my campaign to try to get some criminal charges filed against these dirty judges and lawyers and fiduciaries, and try to turn out this the Stanley Moss Courthouse. And hopefully I can get the media to pick up on it. It's going very slow. And I need citizens to join in with me in order to get this accomplished. This is a battle that needs to be fought by American citizens. That is my show for today. Again, I'm planning to do shows on a regular basis. I might actually do show next Saturday. I'm looking at maybe Saturdays at 9 p.m. If not on Sunday, we will see. That is it for today. I'm going to play my new exit music. I have actually edited in a jazz song that is actually one of my favorites for this month, called The Strip. These are actually trombone players. This is, I think, Liz Wesman or something like that. But I'm using that as far as my exit music for my show for a while. And that's it for today. I hope people will come back, listen to my show, or listen to it as I am publishing out on social media and other outlets. And I hope people will come, call in, come to the chat. I'd like to hear from my audience, especially from probate victims. We need to have support groups going. Thank you. can now hear my podcast, read my blog posts, and see my videos on my new website that I am building at tjcla.com. I am also on Facebook at facebook.com/Ernest.more.3538.